Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Rudy, and I'm of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis, okay? For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. Is this Eve Weathersby?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me ask you, we have the ability to complete this interview in English? Of course, English, correct? Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, good. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1938.
Okay, 1938. Thank you for that information. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
Caucasian.
Okay, good. And what is the latest grade that you completed in school?
I did some college.
Okay, all right.
I did not get a degree.
And that's totally understandable. Thinking about things nationally. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
No.
Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district? And would you definitely vote for or just probably vote for?
I'd vote Republican.
Republican, right? Definitely Republican. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. For example, Donald Trump.
Yeah, I like it.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I'm very favorable of Donald.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
I'm not really favorable of her.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, indifferent?
I'd say very unfavorable.
Okay. How about Vicente Gonzalez? Very favorable,
yeah.
Somewhat.
I don't like him either. Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Joe Biden.
No. Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. Myra Flores.
I like her. Very favorable.
Okay, good. Moving forward. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm very interested in them.
Between 0 and 10, 10 being the highest, would you say 10, 9, 8?
I'd say 10.
Good. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump, Republican.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress is being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra.
Myra, right? Myra
Miles.
Of course. Okay, good. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Okay, good. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I consider myself conservative.
Conservative, very conservative, or somewhat conservative?
I probably consider myself very conservative.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Well, I'm retired. And mm-hmm. I'd say I'm middle class income.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good rest of your weekend. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ooh, that was kind of easy, actually. Just the beginning, huh?